Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Brock and Saul. Presented by the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook and Top Fitness.
Good morning, coach. Here we are.
Hey, what's up?
Hold on.
I'm good.
Is that going to work? You might need to spring it all the way around.
Just go. We're ready.
All right, we're ready to go. Pete says we're ready to go. Then I guess we're ready to go. Of all the things to like, you like that thing on your left. You want me to make sure it's on the left next time?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that next time.
Left-eared.
You're left-eared?
Yeah.
All right. We'll make sure that happens for you next time. What about the energy of your team yesterday? How was it?
I really liked it. I really liked the way we went about it. I'm continued to be really fired up about the fact that we keep showing up with a really good attitude, coming out after halftime with a really good attitude, and we're giving it our best shot. And, I don't know, it doesn't always work out. We don't always do things right and all that. But these guys are playing with the kind of competitiveness that gives us a chance to really keep moving. And so I'm fired up about it. It's really what I sensed a week ago again, in Cincinnati. We came back and we're jacked up and played like we were capable. Special team shows it. You can see the effort of those guys flying down the field. And not just running down there, but throwing their bodies around and getting excited about it. They come off the sidelines and everybody's jacked up for them and all that. So we're connected right now. And, here we go. Another challenge coming up.
So can I hijack this personally just for a minute or so? Just me and Pete, 14 years of doing this together.
What's up, bro? Yeah.
The Trojans had a tough one Saturday, Pete. I don't know if you got to see any of that.
Yeah, but I saw enough of it.
Okay, well, it's Tell the Truth Monday. So I would like, I don't know if you had the sound on at all, but I'd like a constructive criticism, okay? I want to be coached hard. If you had the sound on and you were watching the broadcast and you heard me, yes, you go ahead and just fire. Give me something that I got to do better in my broadcast. Yeah, be honest.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, just go
for it. You don't have to tell us everything that you can think of.
Perfect.
You can just tell us something.
Too much? It's too much for you?
Yep. Okay. I go a little bit less. I pick and choose my spots a little bit more.
Okay, good.
You asked.
Hey, it's Tell the Truth Monday. That's what we're here for. So a little less is more. I like it.
Okay. Well, no, there's more if you want it. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
That was a tough one, man. It is that's a hard world, that NIL world, and what's going on in college football right now. It is a hard world.
It seems messy. I'm telling you, my way of looking at that is not the way they want to hear, man. I think they've screwed it up from the start, and this never should have gone down this road. There's so many untold, landmines still out there that we don't know about. That's going to come up, and it's really a treacherous landscape right now, I think.
Well, I think in this plays, and we'll spin it back to your guys, especially defensively, and just your whole group, special teams, all of it. It plays into your mentality that you believe to go for it and not to play in hold on mode. And I think what's really hard for 18 to 22-year-olds to get paid and get all this and have everything in the future is to just play with the same reckless abandon. Just play with the same chase, right, that I'm in prove-it mode versus, man, I've been paid millions of dollars and I'm just trying to hang on to it. And, you see that at times, obviously, at the pro level too. Like, can you still pull that trigger and play like you're dead broke, after you've been rewarded? And for 14 years, man, you've done a remarkable job of getting guys to play with their hair on fire still.
Well, I appreciate that because it is the most important indicator of we're connecting with these guys. And I love seeing that's why I'm so excited to see these guys go play so hard and give it up, 60 minutes and we're in it, the other side of it, going back to the college game, golly, I don't know. I keep thinking about, those guys going into their sociology class and the teacher telling them that, hey, you got to get your homework in, or whatever, get your assignments in on time. And he's thinking, well.
I got $2.5 million in the bank.
Okay, you could tell me that if you want to. I just can't imagine that their brains are just so attacked.
Well, doesn't that then make them like everybody else at USC?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's messy. It's a messy deal. Anyway, okay.
Coach, we have barely talked about Bobby Wagner with you, and shame on us for that. How has Bobby been this year relative to maybe what you expected he would be like this year?
Bobby's been the top of the mark. I mean, he's been on everything, and he's helped me in numerous ways, communicating, taking the pulse, his leadership in so many different areas. He's playing good football. He loves the scheme, I believe, and he's playing to it. He's helping others play well. It's what the great players always do. They help guys around them play well. I know that our guys can feel that. I think he's having a blast. I think he's having so much fun playing here, and he can feel the defense growing, and there's a momentum that's truly underway, and he's right in the middle of it. So I think he's having a great time right now.
Is his communication a big reason why guys are playing so unbelievably fast around?
I don't think it's that easy, but it certainly helps. You know, it's just the sense of confidence that he gives you, exudes. It just helps everybody feel a little bit better. And if he makes a check, or he makes an adjustment, or he tells him, he gives him the alert that Clint sends down to him. You know, watch the screen or whatever. They're just listening a little bit better, and they're hearing it. So. But it's just part of the makeup of this group. But it's a wonderful part of it, and really we're lucky to have that.
You play some early Raves today. We're going to get to the Raves pretty early, and because I want to talk about the guy who made the play right here.
Second down and one. Dobbs looking to throw. He does. Ooh. Oh my goodness! The hit was by Witherspoon. The catch by Rondale Moore, and how he hung on, I have no idea. It was a good, clean, legal shoulder hit by Witherspoon on Moore, who held on after picking up 4 yards. Holy smoke, what a shot.
Unfortunately, the interception was negated. The sack was negated.
Yeah.
That guy somehow managed to hold on to the ball. But what is this? How does this kid use his athleticism to do things that it doesn't seem like he should be able to do?
He's really something. Those plays didn't count in the game, but you knew he was out there. He left his mark on that game with two big plays that didn't come to this. The sack was just an overwhelmed the quarterback for, I don't know, must have been 15, 20-yard sack or something. Unfortunate that he lost those marks. But the play still happened, and he still had an effect. And he's just getting started. He just needs more turns, more plays, get out there. And Rabes hit it right. The decision to make that hit that cleanly with the shoulder tackle and all that's there's something to that now. There's an awareness. Guys that don't have that special awareness, they just cold cock the guy, hit him helmet to helmet, and the hit happens. But guys have that extra bit of understanding of this is how I have to do this to make this play work and fit it to the end of the game. That's a sign of awareness that just another level of it. And so I can't wait to see him play again. It's just that much fun. And he's still busts his tail. Did you see him celebrating as the guys were celebrating when Jackson came off? See how excited he was? That was so genuine. That's how he is in practice. He has that much love for the game and for the challenge of the game and all that elevates him. And he shares it with everybody.
I had kind of a cool moment the other day, Pete, and a coach came up to me and was like, yeah, I still listen to your interview with Pete every Monday. Not in the market anymore, but I find a way to catch that interview because there's always little nuggets in it. So this is to a coach that's trying to teach a technique. This is to a young football player that's driving in the car listening right now. Like, I want to hit like Devin Witherspoon. I want to be able to do that. People could say that about Cam, but they weren't 6'3", 220, right? I mean, with Cam, there was just a different sort of inertia and force. How Devin does it at 183 pounds, how does he technique-wise, form-wise, just do what he's able to do at 183 pounds?
Well, I would kind of go this way on that. He understands how to make the plays that can be made in this game, and he has an awareness. He can hit like he's a linebacker. He can hit like he's a defensive end coming off the edge. He can hit like a cornerback coming up, and he can also figure out when it's the right time and not the right time. I think I said that a while back, that he picks his spots. But he has in his arsenal all of the things that you can do in the game. It's just like when he took off and one of the coaches was yelling on the interception, go down. I said, he ain't going down. He's going for it. He was going for a touchdown. He wasn't thinking, hey, I'm going to score on this play, which is, maybe that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but in his mind it did, and I was cheering for him. I was, go for it, go. I didn't want him to take a knee. I want to see what he could do, So it's a beautiful kid in the program, and we're just seeing him grow up right before our eyes, and it's really fun to watch.
What have your conversations been like this year with Jake Bobo?
Well, on a pretty good level, you know, but there's been the whole UCLA-SC thing. You know, we got through that, and he's a guy from Duke. I heard him say in the broadcast, I think somewhere, somebody said on one of the broadcasts, you know, he's from Duke, you know, which I appreciated that. And but you can talk right straight to him, and the message and the information goes right to the source. You know, he has a very clear filter. He understands what you're talking about, and he's going to make it happen like he just decided to do it. And if it's in his power, he's going to do it. That's why we've been talking about this guy. He's got the creativity that Tyler has that to make those decisions on how to put your body in position to take advantage of the opportunity, you know, he did it on that play. By the way, the play that Tyler caught on the sidelines, the goal ball, he was in bounds on that play. And there was a penalty on it, so we got kind of screwed up. If we take the pen, if we challenge it and we win the challenge, now it's 3rd and 20 or something like that. So it wasn't the right thing to do, but he did it again. That was another great catch. Yep. And it was clear as a bell, and they totally missed it in my mind. They just didn't see it. And if they review it, it would have been, you know, awarded the catch. And he didn't get much credit for that play, but he did it again there, you know. So there's a sense, there's an awareness that some guys have that they just have a more available to them when the time comes, you know, and then they make the right choices most of the time.
How would you characterize Geno's day?
I thought he was really good. I thought he was really good. He was accurate, threw great, great passes. Third down command was excellent. That's what big time third down play is like. He took off and scrambled to make one, made the choices right, and he threw a lousy ball down in the corner. It was after the fact, Jake did not help him on that play. Jake should have got open on that play, and we need to do a better job of coaching him how to respond to that, because he could have, I can talk specifically about it, but Jake could have helped him out there, and that would have cleared that decision. But Geno's got to get out of that choice right there. He knows it. He's done it in practice a few times, and it's just something he tries too hard at times. And it's his competitiveness getting the best of him, you know, and that happens sometimes.
The other conversation, of course, is DK Metcalf, who missed the game yesterday. First of all, how is he just health-wise? Do we expect to see him back on the practice field or in the game this week?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes here. He'll see what it feels like to move around on Wednesday, you know, and with the trainers and all that. We'll just take it one step at a time. I would expect he'll do everything to make himself available. If it can happen, it will.
You said after the game yesterday that he wasn't trying to get out of it or anything like that.
I must have sensed something.
I guess the question sounded like it was DK close to playing. So what's going on? Why that reaction? Because what we heard last week.
Just because I know how hard he has fought to get back, and all of the stuff he's put up with. You know, and I know I just sensed that somebody was, you know, was challenging him on it, and so that's, you know, I just came to his aid a little bit, that he's doing everything he can. He's as tough as you can get, and he's as physical as you can get, and will put up with whatever. And that's all I was getting across. Whatever. I don't know. I got a little jacked up.
Well, that's fine. I think we all understand that. But it you know, especially after some of his comments last week, and we heard a little bit about the Tell the Truth Monday and the board of penalties, and it sounded like DK wasn't too wild about that. Saying, you know, well, it's just a board and it's not going to change the way I play. I mean, how do you react to all of that?
I don't react. I don't care. I mean, the board will be up again today. So, you know, we're trying to climb out of the cellar of penalties here, and we got to do some stuff to make guys aware of it. Offense had one penalty yesterday. Okay, we did a little bit better. I think we had 6 the week before. So we're going in the right direction. We played much cleaner. And this is an awareness thing that guys have to elevate, and they have to take into account at the moment of, you know, when they're tried and come through with the right decision. Oh, we just have to elevate it. So whatever it takes, and, you know, whatever. I don't know. He didn't say anything to me, so I don't know anything about it.
I guess that would be from the outside, one last thing from the outside. People would look at that and go, hold on, coach, you know, like, this is kind of back to that whole USC sociology teacher. Like, hey, yeah, come to class on time. Like, you know, I'm not asking too much. And for you to, I don't think you're asking too much. You never put rules on these guys. And for just the authority to be like, wow, yeah, that's a board. I'm not into it. It's not going to change me. I'm going to play my game. You know, I think that's where people will kind of, you know, lead to question, like, what's going on there?
I think they're totally going barking up the wrong tree. We're fine. Everything's going great. We just got to keep getting better. In a lot of areas, that just happened to be one of them. And if I can get a response, maybe that's what's necessary from guys. I don't know. You know, that's that we're trying to help guys learn and adapt and grow and get better and all that. And they don't have to agree all the time. You know, they don't like it. That's all right. I understand that. I'm not hitting 100% here. You know, so I'm trying though. I'm trying to.
Don't you wish Pete was your parent, Salk? Don't you wish kind of Pete was your parent? It's amazing. I mean, how good
certain advantages. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I think I'd learn something. I'd have better technique. That's for sure. With no DK on the field, it seemed like it sort of opened things up for a few other guys, and we saw a really nice game from Jackson Smith and Jigba. Was he? You know, I'm not even going to ask about whether he was playing more outside because that's outside of my depth. What did he do that had that really got him untracked yesterday?
Just played. He just played the game, you know. And we had a week of prepping, and these guys have their plays that come their way, and it worked out, you know. And we looked for those guys in a couple opportunities, and they came through in marvelous fashion, you know. And so, you know, Jackson catched that last ball, he had that last slant route. We'd had a perfect day for him, you know, and it would have been just exactly on point. And really, like I said about Jake had a play in there too. If Jake would have got his little adjustment on the play, we might have avoided a turnover in there. It's a big responsibility to put on a guy, but that's how you look at it. And that's how they'll accept it. And I know that Jackson will say, I should have caught it. And Jake will say, I should have done that. And that's just, you know, I wish I would have done it better. And so it was a great game for them in that regard, because the opportunity was there and they came through. And so it feels like those guys can play as starters, and that's what we're hoping to get to. You know, I'm always talking about that. We play the guys early, and by the halfway point, you know, they're there as starters. They're there. And so if they get the call this week, they'll be ready and raring to go.
Have you had the same O-line twice this year?
No, I don't think so. I think we said we had five going into this past game or something like that. So maybe we did the first week or something, second week.
So a bunch of moving parts up there, which is great in the long term. As you said, you've got a bunch of starters and guys have come in and plugged in and played pretty darn well. But is there something to hopefully getting some continuity in the same group playing week in and week out?
Maybe somewhere. Stone played a really good game at right tackle. He did a nice job. And I thought Olu did a good job, too. You know, we talk about the young guys coming in and having a factor of the rookies. Well, Olu was part of that. Now, he played the whole game at center and managed it and did a nice job and played good football for us, you know. And so they came through again, and that was a nice job by the offensive line. We were on point. We targeted well. We had very few mistakes, and protection was really solid for the most part. Play-action protection was excellent for the day. Those guys did a nice job.
We'll get some injury updates here in a minute, but yeah. I just want one more guy I just wanted to make sure I asked about today is Boye Mafe. And, you know, all the conversation last year, raw, talented, if and when he kind of starts to figure it out and gets the coaching, he's really got the capability of taking off. At least in my eyes, it sure looks like we're starting to see some of that. Is there a play or two that maybe sums up some of his growth from last year to this year?
Well, the play that comes to mind is when he took a jump, you know, when instead of sacking Dobbs there, he had a great shot at just nailing him, and he kind of left his feet and put both hands, and he wasn't even really pumping the ball. That's he won't make that mistake like that again. He'll learn from that. So there's still things for him to grow. His effort and his athleticism is really obviously a factor. And we're seeing there's a spitting image of him coming along here with Derek Hall now. Derek is going through the same kind of growing pains as Boye went through, but you can see the potential too. And so we're really excited about these guys for the, you know, in the long haul.
Does Derek look now the way Boye looked a year
yes.
ago?
Yeah, very
about the same way along.
Yes, very similar in the things that are happening and the opportunities that they are taking advantage of and not taking advantage of at times. So, you know, it's a really good sign. You can kind of see the future a little bit there. So, but Boye is doing a fine job, and we're going to need him. You know, Chenna got banged up in this game. I'm not sure. I don't have the final results from the docs yet. But, you know, those guys are going to have to play more, in at least in the next week, we would think. And so it's coming at a good time for us.
Well, let's go through a few of those just so we kind of know where everybody's at. You mentioned that Chenna you don't know yet. How about Charbonnet, who
– He's running. He's out there running. I just saw him before I came, you know, here to the meeting. He's running and working to get back. He'll have a chance this week. We'll see what happens. You know, we'll – a number of the guys that are kind of close. McIntosh will be, you know, get close. He's ready to go. Jason Peters is ready to go. That's exciting for us. Let these guys try to compete if we decide to practice them. Eskridge comes back this week in a chance if everything fits right by Wednesday. So we got some real good positive things happening. Austin Fayallo, who's got a chance to come back, where you guys have not even heard from him. He had one play in camp and he got hurt, and so we haven't even seen him yet. But we have some exciting things. You know, just to see guys coming back is a good boost for us.
Is Big Abe back to doing any football activities?
I don't know that yet. We've got to get to Wednesday, see what they tell me. I don't know that yet, unfortunately. Sorry.
How about Evan Brown? I guess he'd be the other.
Evan's another guy's got a chance to, you know, he'll be limited, and we'll see if by the end of the week he's feeling good enough to play. He wanted to play last week, but we just couldn't. He couldn't do it. So he's very, very tough on himself, and he'll overcome whatever he's dealing with as best as you can. It's another guy I would jump to bat for quickly, you know, as well. And he's a good ball player. We'll see if he can come back to us.
Have you seen any film of this Myles Garrett fellow?
Oh, my gosh. You can't miss him. He's Mr. Highlights, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's an awesome player.
You got a plan for that?
Not yet. No.
That's Shane's job, though, right? You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, he's not yet. He's not ready either.
Tell Shane to get that figured out.
It's going to take a few days this week.
Take Charles to figure that out, and everyone will be good. All right, well, it's another home game, and just looking forward to watching this defense again. I tell you, you know, you're supposed to be more excited when your team has the ball, but I just get excited to watch this defense and see what Devin Witherspoon is going to do next, and Jamal and the rest of these guys. It's been a blast.
Yeah, it really is fun watching these guys. I'm like you. I can't wait to see him go back out again. Jamal had a really nice game. He had a lot of tackles in traffic and some tough, you know, situations that, you know, you might not see him. It wasn't really highlighted plays, but he played really good football
for us. And we probably could have talked about Jordan Brooks half this time, too, because he also had a great game.
Terrific game. Yeah, terrific game.
Well, you know, so unfortunately, we had to take some time on critiquing Brock today.
Less is more. It's going to be on the top of my board this week. Less is more. I'm coachable.
You know, I really don't have to ask you to return the favor because you kind of do it like around the clock. you're critiquing me constantly, so I'm not asking for any personal thoughts here, okay?
You'll notice I didn't ask for a critique. I know better.
I'd like a little more red zone creativity. Yeah. I want to score touchdowns in the red zone.
I know. You're all over the airways with that
stuff. Appreciate it, buddy.
Coach, thank you.
Love you, brother.
We'll talk to you next week. There's Pete Carroll. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, the hay is in the barn.
Barn.